Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay.
Thanks for all the single lady stuff. Right. I appreciate that.
We on?
Yes, we are.
Okay. This is for you, Robbie. Why did you get into the snack food business?
Well, basically, my friends Ryan and Todd, we have a company called This Bar Saves Lives. For every bar we sell, we donate a life-saving meal packet to a child in need somewhere around the world. And Ryan and Todd took a trip to Africa, and they were introduced to this meal packet called Plumpy Nut, which is prescribed to kids who are days away from dying from severe acute malnutrition, which affects 20 million kids under the age of 6 every year. So we wanted to figure out a way to give and keep on giving. So
that's great.
Why not find something that, you know, allows people to snack healthy and wear that?
Will Hillary cede to any of Bernie's demands? Should she?
No. Yes. They hate each other. They absolutely hate each other.
They don't hate each other.
I think she already has.
And she knows she has to. She knows she has.
She's already done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's going to keep doing it. He's obviously
absolutely.
Not going anywhere.
Right.
He's going to keep doing it.
The pressure's on.
And they're not that much at odds. Anyway, I mean,
they're not.
They're not. They have so much more in common.
When they were in the Senate.
Right?
When they were in the Senate, they voted together like 93% of the time.
The differences are by degrees, and she knows she has. She can't be the bad guy. She can't afford to be the bad guy here.
People are so tribal.
He's the wild card. He believes that he's got this revolution going. He's just made this very long videotape yesterday saying he's still running. I mean, anyone else?
He's also conceding. That was perfectly polite. I mean,
everybody else would be out by this point. I mean, but he is just.
I think the wild card is the Republican voter who is trying to decide if they will at all costs vote for anyone that runs for their party. Like, I think they're looking at Trump for the first time, saying, "This guy's fucking nuts. I can't support him."
No, I just can't.
And that's, people are saying that, and what you're hearing right now. You're hearing a lot of politicians say the worst things about him and then say,
but
I'm going to vote
for
him.
That's just here in Hollywood.
It is.
It's really not.
It's really not. No, but
I travel this country. I land in the flyover state.
Do you like stay at the Holiday Inn?
No. Why? Would that help me understand
Donald
Trump?
Right, like interact with normal people.
Oh, please, the Holiday Inn.
I think
I can tell you this. Trump is a Republican candidate. You're going to have some Republicans voting for Hillary.
Yeah.
Well,
100%. Yeah. I mean, you know, and you're going to have a lot of them just not vote at all.
I think you guys are way ahead on this, too far ahead. I've interviewed Trump many times, recently as last week. I've sat down with him. There's this part of Trump that the public has not seen yet because he's at these big rallies.
Oh, wow.
And
more.
Speaking as the only person at this table who's spent an extensive time with him.
Wait. He's been in public life for like 35 years.
I'm just saying.
So if there's something we haven't seen, that is deep, deep, deep down.
In both my experience of interviewing him many times, sitting with him, he is thoughtful, he is intelligent, he is focused, he is calm, and you're going to...
Why doesn't he exhibit any of that in public?
He doesn't sit down to interviews.
You also wrote a book called Emily Gets a Gun. I mean, I just don't think your point of view on Trump is that valid.
But what... Well... not being nice.
That was easy. That was.
Yeah. And it was also just rude.
I wanted to make friends.
It was just rude.
I blew it.
Unnecessary.
It's hard enough to come here when the whole crowd is against you.
Yeah, no, it's hard. I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You're forgiven.
Why is Donald Trump such an enormous douchebag? No, I'm sorry. That's not what. What do you make of recent reports that Donald Trump wants to establish a new media company? He has cut off a lot of media.
I've heard from sources inside that's a very likely thing.
But you can't think that's a great idea to, like, cut
off. Well, there's the only one. There's Fox News, and then there's where I work, One American News. There's very few right-leaning 24/7 news sources. Then you've got CNBC, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS. You've got all the left-wing ones. There is room out there.
They're not left-leaning.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Where are they?
They're money-leaning.
Oh, everybody's money-leaning.
They're money-leaning.
Everybody's money-leaning.
They're not left-leaning.
They're left-leaning.
They would have to learn something to get left-leaning.
I have worked at ABC News and NBC News. I was always the only open conservative there. Everybody's openly liberal. So I'm talking from personal experience. But they are left-leaning. But obviously...
But they root for the horse race.
Everybody wants to make money. I agree with you on that point.
Okay.
And Donald Trump may make a lot of money one day.
Theoretically going to be president? Like, isn't it a conflict of interest for the president to run a media organization?
Let's not jump ahead.
That's very Berlusconi. In 8 years. Okay, but even so, don't you think it's a mistake to cut off somebody like the Washington Post and many others? I mean, it's kind of third worldy. It's kind of Banana Republic.
Barack Obama did the same thing in 2008.
Cut off their credentials?
He kicked them off the plane. Even worse, the Washington Times, the New York Post, and the yes, it is because
no,
you can't
not.
Have any access whatsoever.
Okay, he never did.
He kicked once they endorsed McCain. He kicked off the plane. Three newspapers who endorsed McCain on the editorial page, the Washington Times, the New York Post, and the Dallas Morning News, in 2008. Nobody seems to have a problem with that. It is politics. I mean, once you're in the White House, the White House Correspondents Association takes over and you can't do these things. But as long as you're running a campaign, you control the planes, you control the private events. It's politics. It's just what it is.
I'm not sure about all that, but...
I value freedom of the press. Obviously, that's what I do for a living. However, politicians are politicians, and... they do what they want to win. It's both sides.
Okay. All right. Good night.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.